Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, before I forget, I just want to throw this out. Governor Ventura, with a lot of powerful info, I'm just going to leave it at that, will be joining us on Wednesday, but that's not even the mega guest. We have a virgin guest to this transmission on their maiden voyage with us, joining us Wednesday as well. Today, on short notice, it looks like Representative Michael Burgess, Republican out of the Fort Worth area, Louisville, Fort Worth, he went on C-SPAN over the weekend and said that basically martial law had been quietly declared in the Congress. Now, we're getting this from other congressmen and women as well. Another congressperson, a congresswoman, Representative Kaptur, said normal legislative process has been shut down. High financial crimes have been committed. Republican Michael Burgess says martial law has been announced. So that's two separate congresspeople, a man and a woman. We will try to get both of them on for you today. Trey's in there working on it, doing a great job. Mainstream news is almost making this show passe now. I mean, everything we've ever talked about is now unfolding, is now coming true. And I talked to people on the streets. I picked up some Chinese food to take it home last night. Well, to be technical, to take it over to my grandmother's. We ate over there last night. And I was asking people just randomly when I walked in and out front smoking cigarettes, and the valet, they had valets there, but I wasn't valeting. I parked up front, but I asked them, I said, are you aware of what's going on? Are you aware of any financial problems? And they said, nope, nothing about it. I just know the Cowboys lost. And I went and talked to somebody else inside, and they said, oh, look, the Cowboys just lost. I don't know anything about the financial situation. But even the mainstream media is admitting, oh, yeah, martial law. Yeah, the regular army's coming to the U.S., but it's kind of with a whimper, not a bang. I am living in the Twilight Zone, ladies and gentlemen. I am living in the Twilight Zone. Had a nice talk with Governor Ventura at his home in Minnesota this morning. And let's just say he had some interesting things to tell me that will not be mentioned as of yet, but you'll be hearing some big announcements from Ventura soon. But I just need to keep my mouth shut. But frankly, as interesting as that is, what I was told is, I can't even focus on fun things like October 26th, I'm going to be in an event with Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, Jimmy Vaughn. I learned from Willie Nelson is going to be there, even though Jimmy was over at my children's birthday party last week visiting. There's just so much going on. I can't keep track of it anymore. It's all complete insane asylum. And life itself is like a Twilight Zone episode. I am living in a Twilight Zone episode. There is no doubting that. And I'm not the only one living in it. We're all living in the Twilight Zone episode together. So I'm going to cover all the financial news. When we get back, we're lining up the congressman to get him on, about how martial law has been declared and how congressmen are thrown out of meetings who disagree. This is PDD 51. The Pentagon didn't put up cameras nationwide, which after a decade of me telling you they were Pentagon paid for, we had the purchase orders. It's now mainstream news that it's a military NORTHCOM surveillance grid of us, the enemy. We are a declared enemy of the military. And they're just now getting around to telling the grunts that. The good news is the grunts are saying they're not going to go along with it. So I will compose myself somewhat here. And then we will come back after the break and get into Congressman Marcy Kaptur boldly slamming the bailout this past week as the work of criminal insiders. And the other congressman, Burgess, talking about how it's martial law. Stay with me. This is a very important radio show today.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we love having Ron Paul from Texas. And I have to say I'm proud to have Representative Michael Burgess from Texas as well. The 26th district of Louisville, Fort Worth area, the neck of the woods that I'm from. I want to go ahead and play a clip of what he had to say on C-SPAN over the weekend, dealing with debate on the type of intimidation tactics, congressmen and women being thrown out of meetings. Similar things are being said by the Honorable Congresswoman as well, Representative Burgess. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
Gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from Texas.
Mr. Speaker, I ask permission to address the House for 1 minute, revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I also come to the floor today to talk about this $700 billion bill that's in front of us. I use the term bill advisedly because we have seen no bill. We are here debating talking points on perhaps what is one of the most largest, the largest fundamental change in our nation's financial system in its history. The House Republicans have been cut out of the process. Not only have we been cut out of the process, we've also been derided by the leadership of the Democratic Party and called unpatriotic for not participating. Mr. Speaker, I have been thrown out of more meetings in this Capitol in the last 24 hours than I ever thought possible as a duly elected representative of 820,000 citizens of North Texas. Mr. Speaker, politics is a full contact sport, and I understand that, but it is a full contact sport in the light of day in the public arena. Since we didn't have hearings, since we didn't have markups, let's at least put this legislation up on the internet for 24 hours. That's what Thomas was made for. Let's do that and let the American people see what we have done in the dark of night. After all, I have not gotten any more mail, any more emails on any other subject than this one that is before us today. Mr. Speaker, I understand we're under martial law as declared by the Speaker last night. I think it's ironic. House Republicans have not been needed for a single thing in this House to assure passage for the last 22 months. And today, we're going to be asked to vote for a bill for political cover because Democrats are too weak to stand up to their Speaker. I yield back.
Gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New Jersey.
Okay. That's Representative Michael Burgess, and I really appreciate him coming on such short notice. Instead of you having just 2 minutes, sir, I'd like to give you more time to flesh out specifically what you're talking about. I mean, we know they're not letting us see the bill. That's a big issue. But this talk of martial law, we've seen Army Times report that regular Army brigades are being called back to the United States for martial law. I don't know if you're aware of that, but can you specifically tell us more details of what you speak?
Well, the first off, what a stirring speech. I'll vote for that guy. martial law is a term that's used up here. It applies to a specific situation. And under that procedure, longstanding House rules that require at least 1 day between the unveiling of significant legislation and the House floor vote on that legislation, so members can learn what they're going to vote on, those rules are swept away. Instead, under martial law, the leadership can file legislation with either 10 pages or 100 pages of fine print and move immediately to debate and votes on it before members of Congress, the media, and the public have an opportunity to understand fully what provisions have been altered or inserted into the legislation behind closed doors. It's a procedure that the leadership intends to use to muscle through important bills when time is short, which is kind of where we found ourselves Saturday night when the email went out that that the House was going to function under martial law so the rules could go in at any time, any hour of the day or night, and within an hour's time, we could have a bill on the floor and forced to vote on it. Fortunately, that didn't happen. We did get the bill at 6 o'clock last night. So we're going to have it for 18 hours before we vote on it. So I guess that's an improvement. You know, honestly, for something this big, for something this important, it should be available for public scrutiny for at least, wouldn't you say, 24 hours before we take a vote. And I just got to tell you, you know, I didn't exaggerate when I said this is the major amount of phone calls I've gotten since I've been in office. And that is true. And we're in the thousands with maybe five in favor and all the rest opposed. It is extremely toxic in my
Congressman, that was the next point I was going to make. If this is a representative republic, a representative democracy, as they say, and the polls now, it was 28% for, then it was 9% for. New polls out this morning are showing about 6% for. You're saying you took thousands of calls. Five of them were for it, so that looks like hundreds to one. Plus, it's totally unconstitutional. It's socialism. And instead, we have the party leadership of both parties, Democrat and Republican, basically circling the wagons, engaging in a type of financial terrorism for the last 10 days, saying, if you don't pass this, we're going to have a depression, and it's no surprise the markets are in free fall right now, and then they're going to blame that on people that called for deliberation when it's their fear-mongering that are no doubt driving down the market.
I think I'm not going to disagree with that statement. And you know, the other thing is the Senate's not going to vote on this till later in the week. So what in the world are we doing having to rush it through today? I realize there's some sensitivities to holidays, and I realize the end of the month is coming up, and I realize there's an election coming up. But, man, this is important. It's important to get it right. We came a long way. I've got, you know, hats off to the people on my side who you know, even though I wasn't allowed in the meetings, things got changed that were important changes.
And let's talk about that. In fact, I'm glad you brought
that. Made the bill a better product going forward. So I'm very grateful to that. Unfortunately, we don't fix the underlying problems with the oversight at FDIC and SEC. And as a consequence, we put a big $700 billion Band-Aid on a problem that continues to fester. And who knows when that Band-Aid comes off, what we're going to face, the problem then will be magnified many-fold because we're not fixing the underlying problem. We're going to continue to undervalue assets. We're going to continue to fail banks. And we've got no business failing. And it's fixable. It's fixable. possible right now within, you know, really literally within a 24-hour time period, but we don't seem to have the political will to do that. We're bound to this bill, this product that we've created over the weekend. And the Speaker, I think, said yesterday, Speaker Pelosi said, this is frozen. There'll be no more work done on it. Well, that's nuts. If it's not right, let's work till we get it right.
Well, absolutely, Congressman, Representative Michael Vargas out of North Texas, up by his main district is in Fort Worth and Louisville. I want to go back to the procedures, though, because we have other congressmen and women saying that they were thrown out of meetings that they shouldn't have been, like Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur. What's happening?
Well, Marcy's a Democrat, and so I guess she was thrown out of meetings on her side, and I was asked to leave meetings on my side. I wasn't thrown out of all of them, and there were some of the working groups that I was allowed to sit in, but you had to search to find them. They were in a, you know, unless you stumbled upon one, you wouldn't necessarily.
But how does that work? A congressman representing close to a million people,
right,
walks in and is told in the Capitol, get out of here.
Correct.
And I mean, do House rules let you tell us who threw you out? I mean, why would they throw you out? Are these secret meetings?
Well, I don't. Secret is probably not the right word. They were sensitive, and people were trying to get. You know, everyone's been working under this arbitrary timeline of. In fact, we were told we had to vote last night, so when the markets opened this morning, they would see that we'd passed the bill, and obviously that didn't happen. So, yeah, people were functioning under some time constraints, and even though our numbers on the Republican side are diminished from what they were 2 years ago, you still have nearly 200 men and women who, if given the chance, would want to weigh in on things. I'll just tell you, I'm vice chair of our Republican House Policy Committee. I've had three meetings with former FDIC chairman, two yesterday and one this morning, and, I mean, it was standing room only. People are hungry for information about what's going on. They're hungry for information about what, in addition to what the bill is, what might be done to fix the problem, if the bill will fix the problem, and they want to have their questions answered. That's just shows the level of concern that is out there. And I mean, I threw these meetings together just kind of an ad hoc procedure because people were so desperate to find something out. And we had a conference yesterday, in fairness to the leadership, and it was a big conference, and they allowed speakers to come to the microphone.
Congressman, the rule
kind of was you could only ask questions about the bill. You weren't allowed to state a case.
Congressman, why are they passing any bill when 95% now in polls, 94, 95, depending on the poll, are against it? I mean, that is a mandate from the people to not bail Wall Street out. And as you said, one of the little reported things you're really showing your, and I know you're a congressman, so you're quite informed, but most people don't understand, this is a select coterie of banks using regulators to go after a lot of banks that are being reported as actually being solvent. So really, this is big banks gobbling things up and getting a bunch of free money. Bloomberg's reporting, and they've got a bunch of experts on the last 2 days, several articles saying that that there isn't as big a liquidity problem as we're hearing. This is really a way to hoard a bunch of taxpayer money.
Well, that's a debatable point. And I have talked to experts who have said we are just on the precipice of financial Armageddon, and I've talked to others who have told me that, yes, it's true the financial sector is in turmoil, but in an unusual situation, the remainder of the economy is relatively stable, even though the financial sector is so troubled, and that's unusual. At other times when we've had these types of difficulties, the financial sector has also roiled the underlying economy. Right now, or up to now, it really hasn't. And so I look upon that as perhaps a little bit of a gift. Maybe we should take the time to get this right. If we are not going to get it right, then I think we do run the risk. I mean, ultimately, the underlying economy will suffer if we don't fix this and fix it correctly.
Okay, so you are saying that some type of bill does need to be passed?
I would be in favor of this bill if we would add to it some of the regulatory changes that are necessary at the FDIC, things like changing the fair valuation of assets so that banks, the so-called mark-to-market phenomenon, so the banks aren't bailed just because they're something because something is not saleable right now doesn't mean it's worthless. So
Congressman,
people may
do
be
one more
payments on it.
Congressman, we've got a break. Do a 5-minute segment with us and explain it to us, because I'm here looking at pieces of it, and you know, it's a lot to read over. We've seen some previous versions. I'd like to get your expert take on exactly what this bill will do and when will it pass, if it's going to be passed. Stay with
Don't
us.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Before you slip into...
Representative Michael Burgess is our guest, Republican from the 26th District, up by Fort Worth here in Texas. And we appreciate him coming on such short notice. Sir, to me, and it's been called this by many others, this is economic terrorism. They're not stupid in Congress. They're not stupid at the White House. McCain's not stupid. Barack Obama's not stupid. We see all of these, Secretary Paulson running around saying pass this or there will be a depression. Now, talk like that, anyone knows, is what will cause a crash. And so, to me, I don't think we can pass this bill because it's economic terrorism. So can you speak to that specifically and then to talk of immunity? Is that in the newest bill where Paulson and others and all these company heads are given immunity for anything they do and it can't even be reviewed?
No, actually, I hadn't seen that provision. It is disturbing. I mean, Secretary should be, I think, more circumspect in his discussion. You shouldn't hear a bank examiner talk that way. It only leads to difficulties that otherwise may not be encountered. So that's the first thing. I'll have to tell you, I haven't gotten to the point of the bill that has the immunity or protections. Not to my knowledge, but that I have not been all the way through it. So that's something I have not yet seen. Things that are missing from the bill that we'd like to see, in the 80s, the FDIC here in Texas, for example, could go to a bank that looked to be getting into trouble or very nearly in trouble and provide them with what was called a net worth certificate. This was a paper that was essentially a debenture given to the institutions. They could carry on their balance sheet as capital. There were some things they had to do in exchange for this. They had to allow the bank examiners in and practically live at their bank to make certain that they did clean up their balance sheet and that they were careful about processes going forward. But the reality is the former head of the FDIC, William Isaac, who was chairman in the 80s, told us that he was able to fix what was thought to be a $100 billion problem for under $2 billion using these methods.
That's right. It looks like they're asking for, quote, more money than they need if it's just for the subprime mortgage and jumbo loan problems. I found it from the version that we saw in the middle of last week, sir. Let me read it to you from Section 8. Decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. That's only one part.
That's Section 8?
Of the last version that the public was allowed to see, yes, sir.
Okay. I've got the version that we got last night in front of me, but I probably, in the interest of time, I'm not going to be able to run through that. I don't have it up where I could do it.
I understand. No, I understand. I'm just wanting you to give us your take on that, what was in there. Does that sound good to you?
No, obviously that sounds like you could cover up a host of problems with that. Now, there were some things that were taken out of the earlier versions that I think were, it's great that they were taken out, and again, I applaud my side for doing that. I applaud Senator McCain for standing up at the White House and saying, I'm not going to let the House Republicans be rolled on this. I just wish we'd taken it maybe one or two steps farther than we were able to take it.
But, well, let's talk turkey then in the time we have left, sir, and I'll give out your House website for people to check it out, and we appreciate your time. Obviously, if this isn't passed, then if there's a depression, it can be blamed on whoever didn't pass it. But
that's
then
right.
If it does pass, people can pass the buck and say, well, we at least tried. But bottom line, if 95% of the American people are against it, if they're trying to rush it through and they're fear-mongering, there's a responsibility not to pass it. And I think the constituents would support someone that pointed that out. So, I mean, your take on that statement?
Well, I just couldn't vote for it. I couldn't vote for it in good conscience to allow myself to be reelected. I mean, it violates the principles down to the core. I'm not saying that I would not go against the will of my district if I really thought the country was threatened and I needed to make a tough vote to save the country. I hope I would have the courage to do that. And I didn't run for Congress to win elections. I ran for Congress to do the right thing when the time came and the right thing as I saw it. Right now, the right thing to me is let's send this bill back and keep working on it because it's not right yet. I'd say send it back to committee, but it didn't go through the committee. I've heard Democrats complaining that Marcy Kaptur herself, we didn't get to go through committee. It didn't come through financial services. No hearing, no markup. Nobody got any input. It's just up on the website at 6 p.m. on Sunday, and you better vote yes by noon on Monday. Because we've got a holiday coming up and people have to get home.
Well, they shouldn't leave. The Congress should stay in session.
No, we shouldn't leave. That's what we did all of August. We shouldn't have left because we hadn't done anything about energy prices. And we stayed. And it worked. We got something done. Ultimately, that may be undone under a new
administration. Do you think it's going to pass today, Congressman?
I have to believe that it probably is, because no one's leaned on me that hard to vote against it, which means they likely have the vote.
Well, let me just say bye to you during the break, and then we'll be right back for everybody else. Stay there. Congressman Burgess.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Representative Michael Burgess talked about basically martial law declared in the House, the normal rule suspended, as the establishment, those that engineered the current economic crisis, want basically even more power, and trillions of dollars is what most of the financial experts are saying, not $700 billion. The congressman held over because he has some key information and some regulatory fixes are being promoted by a lot of different economic experts that he thinks the public should be made aware of. But what about accountability? What about, you know, some people being investigated or some people getting in trouble, not just on the brokerage and banking side, but also regulators? Because it looks to me like we've got a lot of regulators that weren't enforcing current laws. Can you speak to that?
Well, I can tell you that in August of 2007, when this thing first began to surface, subprime problem first began to surface in a big way, that was the time to begin looking into some of these things. I don't know what the SEC has been doing over there, but it would certainly have been appropriate for the investigatory bodies in the United States Congress to stop chasing Harriet Myers, Karl Rove halfway around the planet, and bring some of these guys in there and ask them what the dickens they were doing before the horse got out of the barn. There was an opportunity to fix this a year ago, and no one seemed to be willing to take the trouble to do it. The other thing is that, you know, we're constantly criticized for Republican, you're a deregulator, that's what caused this mess. No, there are plenty of regulations. The problem is the regulators weren't regulating the regulations that they were supposed to enforce. And no amount of new regulations is going to fix that. And I referenced Sarbanes-Oxley, that terrible bill that was passed the year before I got here. People all over my district complained to me about that because small and medium-sized businesses are treated the same as huge businesses, but they've got to fill out the same forms and pay the same amount of accounting and legal hours that sometimes can go into the millions of dollars for a small business to comply with Sarbanes-Oxley. Where was Sarbanes-Oxley? Where was the Sarbanes-Oxley requirement that these things be reported in transparent fashion? And you're right. Why hasn't someone been fired? Why hasn't someone been held accountable? And if some of these guys that ran some of these businesses into the ground, why are they continuing to be paid? Why aren't they facing charges? I mean, it really, that's what people are telling me. Where is the accountability?
Okay, and so from the...
We have been distracted by every type of political theater up here since the Democrats won, and as a consequence, we're just not doing our job.
Congressman, who needs to be prosecuted? Who needs to be investigated?
Well, I think the investigations need to be done. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the banking laws that well to say I know who should be prosecuted. But if there are people who did things wrong, who shifted data on their books, who reported things that weren't accurate, that's what Sarbanes-Oxley is all about. The CEO who signs that paper signs as if they know everything that's in that book that they file. And these are the people who should be held accountable.
But instead, the media, which a lot of these big banks own and control, is telling us, oh, no, it was all an accident, no prosecutions, no investigation needed. Instead, we're going to try to hand at least $700 billion over to these people. And you mentioned it earlier. Clearly, you've got a conflict of interest because you've got a lot of people involved at the regulatory level who are, you know, out of the same brokerage and banking structure, and now they're going after smaller banks, regional chains, which a lot of evidence shows aren't in financial trouble, and then seizing them. So it looks like a big bank consolidation to me.
There could be consolidation at almost the way you described it. You'd almost call it insider trading, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. Let me give out the it is insider trading, no doubt. That's a good way of putting it. In closing, let's give out the website. It's house.gov/Burgess, B-U-R-R-G-E-S-S. House.gov/Burgess, and folks can read about that particularly. Tell us about this regulatory fix instead of a huge bailout.
Well, there are 4 points, and again, Mr. Isaac, the former chairman of the FDIC, was kind enough to come up here from Florida and spend all afternoon with us and the Democrats. He met with both sides, and coming out of those conversations distilled 4 regulatory points, and those are up on the website if people want to download those and study them and become a little bit more conversant. The problem is, if we don't fix some of the underlying regulatory problems, we can shovel money at this thing from now till doomsday, and we're not going to fix it. In fact, we'll make the problem worse. We may go from a recession to a depression because of our efforts rather than outside of them.
Shifting gears, finally, remember last year and this year, the Homeland Security Committee wanted to see PDD 51 by President Bush in its entirety. The cover sheet says under continuity of government that the state governors and the Congress are basically not even a rubber stamp if the president chooses to implement that for any emergency, including economic or any other emergency. Did you hear about that controversy with Congress not allowed to see that?
No, I did not. I sit on the Committee on Energy and Commerce. We have a little bit different jurisdiction. So, I didn't hear about
that. Does that sound good to you? Congress
doesn't sound reasonable. We've fought on a number of fronts to ensure that the continuity of Congress is followed as the founders wanted it to. There's several people over the past several years who've wanted to change the equation to have members of Congress appointed in the times of national turmoil if many of us are perish all at one fell swoop. But the reality is there should be only one way to get to the people's house, and that's through the people.
And what about Barack Obama? I know I brought this up to you about 20 minutes ago during a break, and I don't know if you had a chance to look at it up on Drudge. It's also up on Infowars.com. But when I first saw this Friday, I didn't believe it. I called Barack Obama's national campaign, the Missouri campaign. It's also going on in Illinois. Governor Blunt put out a press release calling it a police state, and I even called the prosecutors. It's not a joke. This really is happening. They're saying anybody that, quote, lies about Barack Obama in TV, radio, or print ads, and lying, they say, is saying he's wants to raise taxes or saying he's a Muslim.
He's voted for it about 90 times.
But, well, sir, I know. Congressman, I think I'm in the Twilight Zone, so I'm saying to you, what is your response to this? Because I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Well, what law do they say is being broken?
They say that...
The First Amendment? I don't think so.
They say that it's unethical. In fact, it'll only take 1 minute. John, you have that NBC newscast out of St. Louis, don't you? Yeah, well, I sent it to you over the weekend. The clip.
Ethics don't really seem to enter into a lot of things these days, but it's hard to believe that some arresting body is picking someone up because they make an unethical statement. I'm not kidding.
They say it's like I'll tell you what, John, I don't want to play the whole newscast. Just play the last minute of it. Just cue it up and play it for the congressman so he can hear it. Okay, go ahead and play it.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and the Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
I do have to go because we have a vote on here in a minute. That sounds pretty preposterous. Truth squads are okay because you do those in a campaign to get out there and mitigate any damaging thing your opponent gets out there about you, but you don't involve law enforcement. That's not part of the deal.
Well, they say it's for intimidation, and they say that and I called them. They say, no, if someone's lying, there will be a prosecution and criminal punishment, and they claim it's like you can't sell gas for $2 more than it's actually going for, and it's just amazing. Well, listen, thank you for so much of your time, and I hope we can have you back on again, Congressman from North Texas.
Sure. We need to come on and talk about health care.
Thank you, sir.
We'll
take care.
We'll fill a full hour.
You bet. Let's do a full hour sometime.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There goes Congressman Representative Michael Burgess. We appreciate his time spending about 40 minutes with us here on the air today. For those that just joined us, this is the reason we had him on. John, go ahead and play the clip again of him. This is the congressman in debate Saturday being thrown out of meetings and being told that martial law had been declared in the House. Here it is.
Gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from Texas.
Mr. Speaker, I ask permission to address the House for 1 minute, revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I also come to the floor today to talk about this $700 billion bill that's in front of us. I use the term bill advisedly because we have seen no bill. We are here debating talking points on perhaps what is one of the largest fundamental change in our nation's financial system in its history. And House Republicans have been cut out of the process. Not only have we been cut out of the process, we've also been derided by the leadership of the Democratic Party and called unpatriotic for not participating. Mr. Speaker, I have been thrown out of more meetings in this Capitol in the last 24 hours than I ever thought possible as a duly elected representative of 820,000 citizens of North Texas. Mr. Speaker, politics is a full contact sport, and I understand that, but it is a full contact sport in the light of day in the public arena. Since we didn't have hearings, since we didn't have markups, let's at least put this legislation up on the internet for 24 hours. That's what Thomas was made for. Let's do that and let the American people see what we have done in the dark of night. After all, I have not gotten any more mail, any more emails on any other subject than this one that is before us today. Mr. Speaker, I understand we're under martial law, as declared by the Speaker last night. I think it's ironic. House Republicans have not been needed for a single thing in this House to assure passage for the last 22 months. And today, we're going to be asked to vote for a bill for political cover because Democrats are too weak to stand up to their speaker. I yield back.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
All right, let's go ahead now and play Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur boldly slamming the bailout bill this last weekend, as well as the work of criminal insiders who have shut down the normal legislative process to commit high financial crimes. And that is exactly what's happening right now. Now let's go ahead and play that clip.
Time, the gentlewoman from Ohio.
One minute, Mr. Speaker.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, my message to the American people, don't let Congress seal this Wall Street deal. High financial crimes have been committed. Now Congress is being asked to bail out the culprits and to do so at the expense of those who elected us to guard their interests, the people of our country. The normal legislative process that should accompany review of a monumental proposal to bail out Wall Street has been shelved. Yes, shelved. Only a few insiders are doing the dealing. Sounds like insider trading to me. These criminals have so much political power, they can shut down the normal legislative process of the highest lawmaking body in this land. All the committees that should be scanning every word of what is being negotiated are benched. And that means the American people are benched, too. We are constitutionally sworn to protect and defend this republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And my friends, there are enemies. We are told we will have a bill, a trillion-dollar bill to review soon, and have less than 24 hours with no regular hearings to try to vote on this tar baby. The people pushing this deal are the very same ones who were responsible for the implosion on Wall Street. They were fraudulent then, and they're fraudulent now. We should say no to this deal. I ask my colleagues to join us at 2 o'clock in HCA to the Capitol to meet with some real experts who've done financial resolutions without putting the burden on the taxpayer. Please join us, HCA, at 2 p.m.
Time of the gentlewoman has expired. The gentleman from California.
Absolutely amazing. And she said it like it is. I've got to have her on the show. That's how Congress should be talking about criminal hijacking of the republic. And that's what it is. Now let me give everybody a little newsflash. Do you know how much money last week, according to Reuters? I covered this a lot last night. Most of you heard it. Listen, but we're going to go back over it today. I'm going to dig the story back out of the big stack. I've got yesterday's stack and today's stack. Both of them are over 50 stories deep. We haven't even gotten to them yet. $940 billion. So while everybody's distracted talking about a $700 billion bailout that every expert's saying is well over $5 trillion, I mean, just hundreds of experts, hundreds of top economists have sent open letters to Congress. That's in the news, saying, do not do this. It's criminal. And while we're busy looking at this, a trillion-plus dollar defense bill passed just a few years ago, just 6-7 years ago. The defense budget was about $400 billion. The last one was about $700 billion. Now the new one's a trillion for 2009. A trillion-plus dollar, and that's the on-budget defense package, and they passed a bunch of sanctions against Iran Friday while everybody was busy talking about the bailout, which is not a bailout. It gives dictatorial power to Paulson. It gives them immunity from all the crimes they've committed. And this is the very crew that has orchestrated all of this. And remember, you could pay off all the mortgages for right around $100 billion that have been insolvent, or even have a problem. So understand, the problem is not the mortgages. It is all the hundreds of different types of derivatives and hundreds of other different types of paper instruments that are worse than junk bonds. At least a junk bond is some frivolous, speculative company, where they claim they're manufacturing something or claim they're making something or doing something. And those are bad enough. People go to prison for that, like the Keating Five, except for John McCain running it all. He didn't. Him and his mobbed-up family. But with this, it's even worse than that. It's basically one type of derivatives is junk bonds, then leveraged as AAA assets insured by different unsavory organizations like AIG, who insured all this crap, this poisonous, carcinogen-laden garbage. And then they leverage it out again and then repackage what they leverage. It's just unspeakable. And there's over one quadrillion, that's over 1,000 trillion in these derivatives that we know of. Now, that's what we know of. And what are they doing with the hundreds of billions they're sucking out through the Federal Reserve from the American taxpayers every single week? What are they doing in the year-and-a-half-long bailout that we've been seeing? What are they doing? They are taking that money and raiding the rest of the real economy. They are running around vitriolically going after companies and corporations. Our entire future is being sucked dry by this. The bailout is the coup de grace. It is the liability protection. It is the immunity that the crooks need. And you just heard a Republican congressman tell you that. You just heard a Democrat congressman tell you that, Congresswoman, here on this show, both from audio from the floor and physically on the radio show. We have the congressman from Texas, Burgess, on. So I have a lot of news I want to cover. I also have these Obama truth squads threatening police action, just unprecedented. And I have not weighed in for John McCain or Barack Obama, saying they're both complete New World Order puppets. But this is something new, and I tell you, it really makes what Webster Tarpley said have a lot of weight to it. And then I had a caller to the show who was not joking yesterday, because I know him, named Trooper, saying, yeah, he wants to have Tarpley arrested for talking bad about Obama. So that shows that the mind control is in full swing. We'll talk about that as well. Very important broadcast today. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Your calls are coming up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to go ahead and just play this St. Louis TV station piece about this, and then I made phone calls to Barack Obama campaign. This is going on in other states as well. I made calls to several of these offices, and they say, yeah, if somebody lies about Barack Obama, if somebody has a bumper sticker saying he's a Muslim, which is up for, you know, to be questioned, the point is he's been very deceptive. And I'm not getting into whether he's a Muslim or not. The point is he really does have terrorist ties. He really does have ties to Weatherman. He really does have, a lot of these issues are real. But even if they're not, people have a right to say whatever they want. And then if Barack Obama wants to sue them and take them to court and prove that, then he can get a judgment. But if you send out the police as truth squads to start arresting people or intimidating them, it's just unprecedented. And it really is going on. And it is fascism. Here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true. This is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
All right. So what's happening here is this is so over the top, people can't believe it. And I don't blame you. I didn't believe it Friday either and made phone calls Friday and Saturday. And then Webster Tarpley now has press releases out and the names of one guy up in Vermont who just nicely, who's a liberal, by the way, walked up to Barack Obama group on the side of the road there at the town square and said, well, he's tied into Brzezinski and basically wants, you know, more war. And the women basically called the police on him and he was arrested. And the police said, look, you're not allowed to lie about him. He's not for war. So they're calling it ethics. They're out of their minds. Well, let me just tell the police something. You're not allowed to arrest people or to threaten to arrest them. This is one of the highest forms of tyranny. And I can't believe I have to sit here and explain to you in Vermont and Illinois and Missouri and other places. I can't believe I have to sit here and explain to you that it's called the First Amendment. I mean, it's enough to stick us in cages at demonstrations and not let the media see us. It's enough of what you've done, but now to openly say that, well, if you're made aware of something, you're going to go investigate, you're going to go after them, and you heard them say that, for being unethical. You're not judge, jury, and executioner. A court has to decide that later, and it's a civil matter. But the globalists are masters. They make us hate George Bush. Make everything about him, and then even the cops and people want something new, so they say, well, we're going to take your rights away because Barack Obama's a great guy. This is unbelievable. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.